Welcome back to the Magic Morning Show. We have Karen Dolan of the Eastern Slope Ski Club. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you so much for coming in. This is a big week for the Eastern Slope Ski Club. You guys have your first indoor meeting. It's the kickoff party, and you've changed it up a little bit this year.
We definitely have. We are planning it at Tuckerman's Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Victoria Noel for liking our idea very much. We're looking to have all of our returning volunteers as well as new volunteers and anybody that might be just interested in the program to find out what volunteering is. It's like one afternoon a week.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits that you get are wonderful. You get a punch card that lets you ski at 10 areas, 5 cross country and 6 alpine.
Wow.
And this season, we have extended that benefit. It was always a Monday through Friday benefit. This year, Sunday afternoons, a lot of the resorts and cross-country resorts are letting us volunteers come and use the facilities.
Excellent. And so what are you asking of these volunteers? Obviously, those are the benefits that they
receive.
Those
are the benefits.
But what are we asking for?
We're asking
them?
You to all come to the indoor meeting this
right.
year.
And that's where the information will be.
The information is all there. At the indoor meeting, we are going to have some very short sessions on things a volunteer needs to know, as well as the expectations of a volunteer out working with the kids. The schools had asked us to kind of have a meeting and get everybody back on par as to, you know, what happens at each resort and how to manage your children.
Okay, very cool. So that's where the information will be. And you guys have kind of changed up the format a little bit. You're letting people kind of go, and as long as they get everything in before 7 o'clock, they're free to kind of go
party.
Amongst themselves and party.
Party,
yeah.
Party.
Yeah, so talk about that.
besides our informational sessions, we have free pizza. It's a kid-friendly meeting. We have some activities for the kids to do while you're going through your sessions. And we're going to go into the brewing area and review the sessions. There's 6 or 7 sessions, and we're asking people to stop and go take their passport and get it checked off, 3 of them. Your passport is also your attendance and your raffle ticket. And we have lots of nice prizes and a lot of swag from ESSC that we'll be passing out.
Right, and you guys do swag
and we
pretty
have
well.
Beer to purchase because it is the brewery.
Yeah, yeah.
But
should be great.
Free pizza for all, sodas, water.
And then, like you said, I think you did mention we have a local favorite, Reckless, will be performing
for
the entertainment.
We do have a band that, yes. Because they are almost all ESSC alumni, they are coming to join us for an hour. So we want to thank Becca for making that all happen.
Yeah. It's really cool actually talking about the ESSC, and we've had Ray Gilmore on in the past, just the one that comes to mind, and numerous others that have gone through the ESSC since they were kids. And that is really great for them to now to give back and to volunteer. And that's what you're looking for.
That's what I'm looking for. All of the people that I know that have gone through ESSC, they know. I'm always hitting them up like, hey, it's payback time. Because we just never have enough volunteers. A lot of people are moving into town and they don't really know how to ski.
Mm-hmm.
But they're totally psyched that their kids are going to learn to ski. So we're trying to encourage them to come and learn to ski so that they can also help. But this year, the last couple of years, we have seen a decline in volunteers, and we really need them because there's no decline in kids.
Right. No, yeah, the kids increase, and we need the volunteers to increase as well.
Right.
And you're actually making kind of a call out to the teachers, too, and school employees to help out.
We would definitely appreciate all the help that we have from the school reps, and the teachers that do teach. It makes their day an extended day. And some of the busing and making sure the kids are all back on the bus takes a little while, but we do appreciate all the help that they give us. This morning I'm sending out an invitation reminding all of our school principals and school officials that we would love to see them at the meeting, too.
At the meeting, too. Okay, very good. That's going to be this coming Wednesday, November 20th, from 5:30 until 8:30. And just like Karen said, over at Tuckerman Brewery, should be a lot of fun. And new this year, all the Kern Junior Program volunteers must attend this indoor meeting, right?
They must. We're
yeah.
New and returning volunteers must come to this meeting. And for some reason, if you cannot make this meeting, we will have makeup sessions.
Okay, very good. And how can they get more information? Where should they go? Reach out to you?
They can reach out to me. They can go to our website has information, www.eastonslopeskiclub.org. We have posters all around town.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll have some ads in the paper.
And of course,
I believe we had an ad in the paper this weekend.
Sure. And we'll continue to plug it here as well on Magic 104 and make sure we get the word out there. And hopefully you got a big crowd over there on Wednesday evening. 5:30 to 8:30, Tuckerman Brewing. And then remember, in addition to all the information for the ESSC, Reckless will be performing local favorites, some raffle items, and pizza and beer for everyone to enjoy.
Pizza and beer. Activities for your kids.
And activities for the kids. Yes, no excuse. Bring everybody on out. Right. The whole family is concluded.
We're hoping to have a big meeting and party and just appreciation for all the years of people have volunteered.
And the weather's been fantastic for the ski season. We're getting real excited now.
Skiing is very good. Cranmore opened this weekend and it was great. This weather has awesome for snowmaking. I know it's a little going to warm up a little this week, but we have lots of snow and we're open for the season now on weekends.
Open for the season. We are ready. Karen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.